It's Deadwood Radio with some of the cast of HBO's Deadwood. Six of us at least. I'm Earl Brown.
Peter Jason.
John Hawks.
Leah Savoli.
Lydia Fixel. Ashley Kaiser.
The gang's all here.
That's right. And a talented gang it is.
Hey, wait a minute. We got Steve in here too, don't we? We got Pops.
Steve Popovich, our producer, is sitting right over there. Yes, yes.
And a little titter ran through the house.
Yeah, and in season four, whenever we get around to shooting one of those suckers, Steve, you're going to have to come out and...
We'll kill you.
She'll blow you, then we'll kill you.
There we go. As long as I'm a thumb up the
we'll
ass.
We'll sell you some hardware, and then we'll kill you.
Unless you want to be blown after we kill you.
You've got to tell about... We're going to talk about that down the line.
Okay.
But right now, I got some songs queued up. You know, it never fails that it's when people are just getting into the show, and which it's still happening, people are just watching season one box set, because I'm always approached by fans, and you can tell when they're new fans, because one of the questions is, did they really talk like that back then?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you go through the history of certain words and this, that, and the other, and the thing that surprises them, and I said, and it's also, it's poetry, it's written in iambic pentameter, or at least a lot of it is. Milch just writes it off the top of his head in the meter.
To be a cocksucker or not to be a cocksucker, that's the question.
That's right. Well, I said it's vulgar Shakespeare with a six-shooter, you know? You don't have to have a degree in comparative literature to appreciate violence and sex.
Well, I get anything from soccer moms to literal gang members coming up to me sometimes within a half hour, you know? I love the show, really. And they're like, hey, dude, the show is amazing. It's great. It appeals to a wide spectrum, I gotta
say. Do they call you a cocksucker? Because that's
the soccer moms do.
Yes. On a good day. Hey. Yeah.
All right. Speaking of poetry, one of my heroes, a Renaissance man who, when I said, oh, what we've got queued up, You said that...
I had no idea that Shel Silverstein did anything but children's books. I have a degree in
cartoons education. For Playboy. That's all he does.
You're Playboy, I'm children's books, and here he's got some country songs.
He had
songs.
A bunch of huge country songs, and he had a house in Nashville. He was one of the... He and Harlan Howard and that whole crew of literate songwriters.
Part of the Mafia, huh?
Oh, yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to play a big block. I was trying to narrow this down to three, and hell, I just can't do it. You'll recognize every one of these songs, and they were all written by the late, great Shel Silverstein.
The morning sun touched lightly on the eyes of Lucy Jordan in a white suburban bedroom in a white suburban town. As she lay there neath the covers, dreaming of a thousand lovers, till the world turned to orange and the room went spinning round. At the age of 37, she realized she'd never ride through Paris in a sports car with the warm wind in her hair. So she let the phone keep ringing as she sat there softly singing pretty nursery rhymes she'd memorized from her daddy's easy chair. Husband, he was off to work, and the kids were off to school, and there were oh so many ways for her to spend the day. She could clean the house for hours, or rearrange the flowers, or run naked down the shady street, screaming all the way. At the age of 37, she realized she'd never ride through Paris in a sports car with the warm wind in her hair. So she let the phone keep ringing as she sat there softly singing pretty nursery rhymes she'd memorized in her daddy's easy chair. The evening sun touched gently on the eyes of Lucy Jordan, on the rooftop where she climbed when all the laughter grew too loud. Then she bowed and curtsied to the man, reached and offered her his hand, led her down to the long white car that waited past the crowd. At the age of 37, she had finally found forever. As they rode along through Paris with the warm wind in her hair,
Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's busy, too busy to come to the phone. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's trying to start a new life of her own. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's happy, so why don't you leave her alone? And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes, please. Mrs. Avery, I just gotta talk to her. I'll only keep her a while. Mother says Sylvia's packing, she's gone, be leaving today. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's marrying a fella down Galveston way. Sylvia's mother says please don't say nothing to make her start crying and stay. And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes, please. Mrs. Avery, I just gotta talk to her. I'll only keep her a while. Mother says Sylvia's hurrying, she's catching the 9 o'clock train. Sylvia's mother says take your umbrella, 'cause Sylvia, it's starting to rain. And Sylvia's mother says thank you for calling, and sir, won't you call back again? And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes, please. Mrs. Avery, I just gotta talk to her. I'll only keep her a while.
She's the queen of the silver dollar. A scepter is a wine glass, and a barstool is her throne. One will take the queen of the silver dollar home.
She arrives in all her splendor each night at 9 o'clock. Her chariot is a crosstown bus, stops right down the block. Now the old piano minstrel plays a tune as she walks in, and the queen of the silver dollar's home again.
She's the queen of the silver dollar. She rules the smoky kingdom. A scepter is a wine glass, and a barstool is her throne. Now the jesters flock around her, trying to win her favor, to see which one will take the queen of the silver dollar.
Now the royal dress is satin, it's shabby and it's torn. The royal jewels are rhinestones, her shoes are scuffed and worn. On the many roads she's been down and the places that she's seen, well, they all look at her and say, God save the queen.
Now the queen of the silver dollar is not as haughty as she seems. She was once an ordinary girl with ordinary dreams. But there's a man who found her and he brought her to this world. I'm the one who made a queen of a simple country girl.
She's a queen of the silver dollar. She rules the smoky kingdom. A scepter is a wine glass, and a barstool is her throne.
I'm gonna kill that cocksucker.
All in good time.
Put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. And go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe. And then go fetch my slippers. And boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe, and come and tell me why you're leaving me.
Now don't I let you wash the car on Sunday. Don't I warn you when you're getting fat? Ain't I gonna take you fishing with me someday? Well, a man can't love a woman more than that.
Ain't I always nice to your kid sister? Don't I take her driving every night? So sit here and 'cause I like you when you're sweet, and you know it ain't feminine to fight. So put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. Go out to the car and lift it up and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe. And then go fetch my slippers and boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe, and come and tell me why you're leaving me.
Stay in the way for a week at a time. doing them doobies and drinking that wine. I don't do it no more. I don't do it no more. Roaring all evening, running all day, talking so fast I can't hear what I say. I don't do it no more. No more. Can't do it like I done it before. I doesn't do it no more. I don't know if it's just my body getting older, or just my mind that's getting bored. Thinking of partying strong, I'm sorry to say you can't take me along. I don't do it no more. I won't do it no more. Won't do it like I done it before. I can't do it no more. Little white lines, loving them ladies two at a time. I don't do it no more. I can't do it no more. Searching the night for a body to share, then waking up wishing that I wasn't there. I don't do it no more. Won't do it like I done it before. I won't do it no more. Every time I hear about some new game that they're playing, it sounds like the same damn game that I played before. So if you're thinking partying strong, I'm sorry to say you can't take me along. I don't do it no more. I can't do it no more. I know you've seen me do it before, but I don't do it no more. I don't know why I done it before, but I don't do it no more.
Well, my daddy left home when I was three, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. It seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon on a street of mud. There at a table, dealing stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold, and I said, my name is Sue, how do you? I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a gouging in the mud and the blood and the beer. I tell you, I fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. He said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. He said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in your eye, cause I'm the son of a bitch that named you Sue. What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, any damn thing but Sue. I still ain't that.
You're listening to Deadwood Radio in Outlaw Country.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked a little bit about what's happened in the past episodes. We had Earp showing up last week. We had I guess you could say it was an episode of Arrivals and Departures. We had the Earps. We had the Pinkertons show up. Odell showed up a couple of episodes ago.
Yes.
And Departures. Chesterton died last week. The old man of the theater finally shed his mortal coil.
Who'd he share it with?
Shed. Don't you read Shakespeare, man?
I wanted to.
Well, also, we have to mention that the, you know, it hangs in the balance, the future of Hoopelhead Steve, which if you've listened to past programs, you know, Hoopelhead Steve was originally to be our country outlaw, Steve Earle, and then scheduling conflicts, and Michael Haney stepped in and made it his own. So Hoopelhead Steve, he took a horseshoe right in the middle of the head. Unfortunately, it was still attached to the hoof of the horse.
Ow.
So,
tune in next week for more killing. And cussing, and Al still looking for that finger.
I know, Leah, you want to change gears. You want to rock it up because you are a rocker chick.
I am, Earl. I am a rocker chick to the core.
Hey, man, who's the best heavy metal band, like pure fucking metal?
Pure heavy metal? Like metal?
Yeah, from Texas. You know, my favorites.
Ugh, I know, one of your favorites, Pantera.
Mm-hmm.
Pantera.
And who is the penultimate country fucking outlaw? The guy that just don't give a shit. I've met him, it's true, he don't.
We got some David Allan Poe for you, Earl. We gonna play Rebel Meets Rebel with some members of Pantera, and on a side note, this was one of the last things recorded before Dimebag passed.
I told you she's a metal chick because it's Coe.
No,
ain't doing it again.
No,
because
no,
Coe's going to meet you
no.
on the sidewalk. When you see this great big barrel-chested dude with long pink dreadlocks with a walking cane and a big fur coat walking your way, you better run because he will put a boot up your ass. I'm going to show you Poe, God damn it. This is Pantera and Coe, Rebel Meets Rebel.
Rowdy and loud. Get down. Let's fucking libel and a myth.
We'll be right back.
let some fuck filthy from the mines. Breath rotten from his broken teeth. Piss reek and shit stink and fuck every hole in your body.
Fiery rain.
For the last couple of hours, you've been listening to Deadwood Radio in Outlaw Country. Well, the show is winding down. It's time to say our goodbyes.
Oh, it's been a good show. We're lots of guests.
Huh? Sure has. You ladies, you're going to have to come back. We'll clear the schedule and
absolutely
not next one of these next weekends. All right.
All right.
Well, I'm Ashley and I'm a Gemini.
I'm Lydia. I'm Cancer.
I'm Leah and I'm a Taurus. You can check me out at leahonline.net.
Peter Jason is Con Stapleton. I'm Stop Sign with Muffin Rising and my moon's in Cleveland.
I am John Hawks, Place All Star, and I'm a Feces.
You know, John. You know, I'm Earl Brown, and I play in a band.
Oh, yes, Earl.
You got a band?
I did, and we have almost let an entire show pass without our circle jerk of shameless self-promotion.
Oh, that'd be a shame. That'd be a terrible thing. That's my favorite part.
She got her .com on there. SacredCowboy.com.
Excellent band, folks. Sacred Cowboys, got to check them out.
KingStraggler.com. Excellent band, folks. Really, you should check them out.
And we got a song in a movie called The Amateurs.
That's
check
right.
Check that out.
And also, we're going to take let's take the opening segment, being the kind and humble people that we are. Mm-hmm. Let's give it to the opening act, your friends.
Oh, yes, indeed. Listen to this, folks. It's the Asylum Street Spankers from Austin, Texas. If you love me, you'll sleep on the wet spot.
And tune in next week. We'll be right back here in Outlaw Country with some more special guests. Rumor has it, Wild Bill is coming out of the grave and coming to visit us. Keith Carradine's here next week.
Say you love me, but there's so many things you could do to prove that love to me. You kiss me and you hold me, bring me flowers.
Springer, because my dadgum wrestling's on. Now keep that baby just as quiet as a mouse. And get your booty in that kitchen and fry me up some pork chops and eggs like they do at Walmart. Just a corner of the covers, I could smother your face with a pillow, billow in the sheets. When you roll on the dog and he lets one loose. And if you love me,
everybody will sleep on the wet spot.
Sleep on the wet spot.
You'll buy my tampons.
You'll buy my tampons.
With your food stamps.
With your food stamps.
You'll
take out the garbage.
You'll clean out the cat box.
Clean out the cat box.
If you love me, darling.
If you love me, darling.
The wet spot is
thought is yours, or sleep on the floor.
My name was on the roll. A lost soul, a sister to convert. There I found heaven right up under her skirt. Like a beast from a cage I sprung, sweeter than the Lord's supper on my tongue. Lasted too long. Back to the fold was the preacher's sole mission. Too late, I'd washed away my inhibitions. Well, gambling with my soul is risky. Could love my women, my weed and whiskey. The backslide is boogie.
I got a big cock. Nobody knows that I look better naked. Nobody knows what I got in my sock. Nobody knows that I'm a catch. Nobody knows that I'm sweet. Nobody knows I cry at sappy movies. Nobody knows that I refuse to cheat. Nobody knows I'm alive.
He's alive. He's alive. He's alive.
Nobody knows I'm alive. Seek the truth.
Nobody knows I'm complicated. Nobody knows I got a lot of soul. Nobody knows how much I'm underrated. Nobody knows that I'm smart. Nobody knows that I'm strong. Nobody knows that I'm a movie star. Nobody knows that I wrote this song. Nobody knows I'm alive.
He's alive, he's alive, he's alive.
Nobody knows.